USA News. I'm Jerry Darmish. Multiple people have been reportedly shot at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas. Gunfire rang out this afternoon at the Allen Premium Outlets, roughly 30 miles north of Dallas. The mall was in the process of being evacuated, with a large police presence on the scene. WFAA reports one suspect is dead at the mall. CNN reports a manhunt is underway for a second potential suspect. The Collin County Sheriff says there are multiple victims, including children. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to the southern border ahead of an expected surge in illegal crossings as Title 42 expires. The governor says the teams are part of his Operation Lone Star initiative he established 2 years ago. The world was watching as for only the second time a British monarch is crowned in front of TV cameras.
God save the king!
For the 40th time at Westminster Abbey, a crown was placed upon a monarch's head.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
King Charles' coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. It was Britain's first coronation in 70 years.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, and President Joe Biden did not attend the ceremony. I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden is emphasizing that the debt ceiling and the budget are two separate issues.
I am prepared to negotiate in detail with their budget. How much are you going to spend? How much are you going to tax? Where can we cut?
In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said that budget proposals have never been tied in with the debt ceiling. The GOP-led House passed Speaker Kevin McCarthy's budget proposal last week, and Republicans said they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney's self-government is over.
DeSantis signed a bill into law that will void the theme park's development agreements approved by its previous oversight board. The new legislation officially takes effect in July. This is the governor's latest move in the ongoing feud with the Walt Disney Corporation. Back and forth between the state of Florida and Disney started last year when the company publicly spoke out against what opponents called Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It's day five of the writer's strike that's bringing a halt to Hollywood film and television productions. Nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America plan to picket outside Southern California studios on Saturday, including the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank. The WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired Tuesday, and the two sides remain far apart over pay increases for writers amid the streaming era. After 5 years, the hit series Yellowstone is ending production.
Paramount Network will begin airing the second part to the final season in November. This after months of rumors that lead actor Kevin Costner would be leaving the series. An untitled sequel series, though, has been ordered. It will premiere on Paramount in December. Rumor is that will star Matthew McConaughey. I'm Corey Myers.
Summer blockbuster season is upon us as Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opened with more than $48 million on Friday. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.